So if we know that principle, we are not really worried whenever we have unpleasant feeling, whenever we encounter a disease or a sickness. Doesn't matter that it's just a common cold or that's a cancer, that is an untreatable disease. Because we know that even though that is a very terrible virus, that is a terrible disease, but it not be there by the time when we were born or 5 or 10 years ago, right? Because we unconsciously supply, provide the food, the nutrition, the energy for that. We create the environment for it to come, to stay, and to develop. Now we just need to be mindful, recognize what is the energy, what is the food favorable for that condition, for that disease, and for that virus. We just eliminate, we just transform, and slowly it will disappear and we revert the condition. See, we have capacity to doing that. So back to the four kinds of nutriment. When we master about it, we will see how powerful and how many applications we can apply into our daily life. So the first one, that means all kinds of food or drink, we put it through our mouth. Consider the edible food. Solid, liquid, soft or hard, whatever we can put it through our mouth. So we consider all of that a edible food. The second group, what we call the sensible. Sensible, that means whatever food go through our first 5 sense organ. Our eyes need the image, need the color, need the picture, need the environment. Our ear need the sound. Our nose need smell. Doesn't matter the good smell or bad smell, it will have a different effectiveness. But it need to have smell to survive. The fourth one is our tongue, survive by the taste, our body by the scent. So whatever go through our first 5 sense organs, consider into the second group of food. The next one, what we call cognitive, are the volition. That means all of our thinking, all about dreaming, planning, ambition, belong to our mental life. And finally, that's the consciousness. But if you study the sutra or when you hear the lecture from most of the teacher, you usually hear we're talking about the six consciousness or the mind consciousness only, right? We don't hear we don't know much about the 7 and the 8. But actually, the 6 consonant, it's important, but it can help or it can nourish our body in this lifetime only. It have no capacity to bring us to the next lifetime. And then that is a way for us to practice, to manipulate or to control our birth and death cycle. For example, if you look at a dead person, you see them, they still have a 6 organ, 6 sense organ, eye, ear, nose, body, tongue, etc. Right? So look like that. And the object in the environment still there. They still have image, still have sound, still have smell, still have taste. But do you think that that person can hear, can see, can taste? Definitely not. Okay? They can, that person, yet they can hear, but not through the ear. They can see, but not through the eye. We were talking about later. But for a living person, we can have the eye, that means the sense organ, and we have the object. If we don't have the intermediate, that means the mind consonant, the 6 consonant, this one cannot get into our brain. So that's the way for us to learn and to practice, so we not get attached to the object or to the environment, to the phenomena, and we can control or we can manipulate our mind so it becomes more peaceful, more stillness, instead of be crazy and believing on the illusion. So if we have the edible food, we have a sensible food, but the 6 consonant not really work. This is doing nothing. Really nothing. Because it's very low. And then the 7 and the 8 consonant, it have more power. It's much, much powerful compared to the 6 consonant. That means it can be a source of energy to help us to survive in this lifestyle. And it has a capacity to bring us from this lifestyle to the next lifestyle. For example, 30 years, 40 years ago, you don't know what is ice cream. You don't know what is pizza, right? But the first time when your parent told you, okay, I will buy you an ice cream today. I will buy you a pizza. So by the time when your parent gave you an ice cream or a pizza, you will look at that, right? You see the image of that. You smell the smell of that. You taste the taste of that. And you think about the environment in that scent at that moment. So after you look at that, you smell that, you ate that, all of that information will go into your storage, consciousness. And once in a while, you miss that. You want to eat more pizza, or you want to eat more ice cream, right? Because it's so delicious. And if you have a condition, if you have money, you may go to the store and you buy more ice cream or more pizza and you eat. And when you eat, all that energy level, it now not only nourish your body in that moment, but now okay, it go into the storage consciousness. It supply more energy for that seed, right? So in a certain period of time, certain moment, when you remember you missed an ice cream or a pizza and you cannot go to the store to buy it, you just close your eye, you think about that, and the energy from the storage consciousness, it will bring it up to your mind consciousness, and it represent. You will see the image of the pizza and ice cream. And if your mind is still enough, clear enough, you will see that image very clearly. You will smell the smell of a pizza in the air, in your nose. You will taste the taste of a pizza in your saliva, in your mouth. Because the energy from the storage consciousness will re-manifest and recreate all that. Or for example, 30 years ago, when you first met your mate, your lover, the image of that gentleman or that lady, the voice, the thirst, all of that, second and third, it will go into the storage consciousness. And whenever you cannot have an opportunity to meet that person, right? Just a word of encouragement, just a gesture of tenderness, loving kindness. And when you are in a situation really despair, really sad, you cannot see that person. But if you sit quietly, peacefully, and that image, that energy from the storage consciousness will be re-manifest. It will be re-manifest on the mind consciousness, and it will supply the energy for you, so you feel more encouragement, more freely, more energy when you think about that person, when you think about the word that person said to you, or the gesture that person care for you, something like that. You see? And not only it have a capacity to maintain or to nourish you in this lifestyle, it can bring all that energy through the next lifestyle. You see how many talent people at the very young age, for example, an artist, a musician, a scientist, at a very young age, they not go through the kindergarten, even though not through the elementary school or high school. But for example, an artist, are musicians. All the energy, all the habit, they push into only one field. That means the music, right? So all that energy, not only to help that musician to survive in that lifestyle, but it will put into the storage consciousness. And that energy too strong, and it carry after that musician pass away, he will reborn in the next lifestyle. And that energy either want to initiate to looking for a new body. So that's why it have a capacity to bring from the past life into the next life. And when they have a new body, when the condition gather in a favorable, it will re-manifest right away. That person doesn't need to go through all the school again. Depend on how strong the energy be built up from the past life. Depend on the favorable condition of the new life. That energy will be re-manifest right away. You see, that's why the A consciousness and the 7 consciousness, it have a very, very powerful energy. It's not only to help to survive in its lifestyle, and it can carry on. It can be the initiate factor to lead that person to looking for a new body or re-manifest in a new life. So now we will go to look why and that you see that we have 4 kind of nutriment. For the first kind of nutriment, we have edible food. That means all of the food very normal we eat in daily life. In that one, the scientific and the medical personnel advise to you, as you see this pyramid, we consume almost 60% of the carbohydrate. This is the main source for our body, because our body needs sugar, and it's easy to burn, easy to supply energy, and easy to harvest, to plant and harvest. The next one, that means vegetable, fruit, we consume about 20%. Less than that, the protein, amino acid, or any dairy product. And on the top, that means the fatty acid or the lipid. But all of this one, it just belong to the first category of food. That means the edible food. But as you see, the top, the higher level, the lower quantity, and we have a higher energy. 1 gram of carbohydrate can burn and provide only 4 kilocalories of energy. But 1 gram of fat can provide 8 to 9 kilocalories for our body. That's why we don't need to use much, but the energy provide for our body is much more. On the same token, you will see in this picture the 2 pyramids. The one on the left represents for the time, the energy you spend to provide for our body. That means we supply for our body. But the pyramid in the right represents for the energy really carried out by all of that source of supply to carry out all that activity. You see it almost opposite, right? Why is that? Now we will analyze and see it. Why it's totally opposite. The first one, that means the edible food. Second one, sensible. Third one, cognitive volition. And the fourth one is the consciousness. We spend at least 8 hours a day working and a few hours in the kitchen to prepare our food, to eat, to clean up. So that means we spend almost more than half of our time, maybe two-thirds of that, because we have 24 hours a day. We sleep 8 hours, so we have 16 hours. In that 16 hours, how many hours we spend for working, for cooking, for cleansing? Maybe at least about 12 hours. We need at least 8 hours at work. See? So we spend too much energy, too much time for the first level. But how about the second level? We try to work hard to buy a new car, a comfortable car, a nice house. We have a good garden. But how much time we really enjoy the nature, the garden, around our house, in our neighborhood? How much time we really enjoy our bedroom, our car, the people around us? And to the third level, our psychology, our mental activity. Do we really care how much time? Even though now most of us know, and we go back to ourselves a little bit more than before. But within 24 hours, how many hours we really sit still, or we come back to ourselves to see what's going on in our head? Why we have a feeling of lonely, a sadness, anger, despair? Why we unhappy, etc. See how much time we usually spend for that within a day, within a week. And finally, our spiritual life, our belief. How much time we really, really invest for that? Even though within an hour sitting meditation, do we really living with our spiritual life? Or is it just traveling all around? Okay? So, and then we also know that whatever we spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, what are of the three levels, the first, the second, and the third, maximum 80, 90 years, it's just like a dream, and we have to left behind all this one. The only one can be go with us is this one. But we don't reserve for that much time. See? Now, to give you an idea why we spend a lot of energy, time for that. But it turning out totally opposite. This is invisible energy, so it's hard for you to imagine. I can give you some example in the material world, so you can have an idea about that. This is edible food. We can see, we can share. We can take a sample like solid substance in the environment, right? Like a rock, like a metal. The second level, that is the sensible, it's more subtle. You can feel, you can see, but sometimes it's difficult to share. So we can think at liquid compared to the solid. We can see, we can feel, we can hold, but it's more gentle, it's more flexible, right? Now the next one, our mental, our volition, it's more difficult to see, to share. We can take an example like a wind. A wind we can feel, but you cannot see the wind. You cannot hold it, right? You cannot block it. And finally, our mental formation, our consciousness, it's totally invisible, but it's there all the time, all around us, even though when we are sleeping. The same thing, we can take an example like the air. We breathe in, breathe out every single second, every single minute. Without that, we cannot survive. So you see, the solid, the liquid, the wind and the air. Now, on the regular perception, we most of us think that the solid is more powerful, it's more stable than the water, right? And the water is more stable, it's more powerful than the wind. And the same token, it will be more powerful, more conceptual than the air. Right? So that's why, okay, we spend a lot of time and energy going up with this pyramid. More and less. But now we observe and see how the energy carry out by all that material. Compare the water, the liquid to the solid. What do you see? The energy of the liquid is much more powerful than the solid. You see, we can convert the flow of water into electricity. And you just see a few months ago, the tsunami in Japan. A few years ago, you see the tsunami in Miami, in Bumi, in Sri Lanka. You see how powerful the water. It can take away whatever huge, whatever big, whatever heavy, and throw out on its way. You see? Now, we go up to the third level. We compare the wind to the first level, What happens when the wind blows on the ground? Normally, we see it very gentle. Sometimes a little bit dust flowing around. But when it really concentrates, you see the tornado, right? Within 50 kilometer diameter, minimum, whatever heavy or big on the way it goes through, it will throw up in the air like the baby throw the sand up into the air. And the same token, when we compare the third level to the second level, that means the wind blow on the water surface. Sometimes very breezy, gentle. But when it wants, it can create the big wave, 20, 30, 50 meter height. And when that happens, everything on its way will be nothing. See? So that's why we see how our mind have an illusion on the material life. The more we think it's powerful, the more we think it's so stable, but the less energy it carry out. But all that activity of the wind, of the flow of the water, remember, it create by what? The movement of the air. If the air in our universe not moving at all, we don't have the pressure, the atmosphere change. We don't have the wind. We don't have the flow in the ocean. We will have the death planet. You see? So even though we don't see the movement of the air, we don't feel it. But if we don't have that, we cannot survive. And the planet is a death planet. You see how powerful? So the more subtle, the more powerful. And even though when we take in the solid, you see the big bomb or the big TNT explosion, it carries out less energy and only the tiny atom of uranium. You see? So even though when we compare in the material, in the solid substance, we still see the more stable, the bigger atom will carry out the less energy than small atom. And if we take another example, we see how powerful our mind power. We are sitting here. But if you think to your bed upstairs, only 2 minutes maximum. But if you think to London, you think to Paris, think to Dallas, America, to Hanoi, Vietnam, to Shanghai in China, to Belgium, to Australia, to Germany, the physical distance, it's much different, right? It's so different. But the moment when your mind think to that place, your mind body right away in that place, the people, the scene, the event, all the activity will re-manifest in your mind, and you are in that place right away. You see, it's much more powerful. It goes faster than the light velocity, 360 kilometers per second, per hour. but our mind can travel much, much faster. Why we cannot bring the physical body with us to be present at that place? Why not? Is there anyone have an answer? Very simple. Because we are sitting here, you are listening to me. But do you sure 100% your mind with your body? See? A few seconds, it's traveling, right? It's traveling all the time. That's why you don't need to be the arahant. You don't need to be enlightened like the Buddha. You just need to practice very basic method. Bring your mind back to your body as much as possible. Very simple practice.
Difficult.
No, it's not difficult, but because we are living in forgetfulness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a habit to let our mind project out. The simple, very easy practice. Just try to bring our awareness, our mind, back to our body every single time you remember, everywhere. And that's it. When you bring your awareness, your mind body, back close to your physical body as much as possible. And when you master that, it becomes one, never separate. At that moment, even though you are not enlightened yet, you are not an arahant yet, you still have the capacity to traveling all around the world with your physical body, wherever your mind thinks to. Yogi can do that, you see? And not only power, you may have other power, what we call supernatural power. Because when we can bring our mind, body, and the physical body together, we no longer living in the duality, right? We no longer live in the differentiation. So everything in the universe become harmony at one unit, like you. So your mind now embrace the whole cosmos. Whatever other person think, you will read his mind or her mind, because their mind, his mind or her mind, just a tiny cell of your mind, because your mind are the whole cosmos. The same token for the sound, because when you are living in the condition no longer duality, no longer differentiation, the sound of all of the animal, all of the insect, all of the living being, you can hear and you understand by the nature of that, not by the frequency or not by itself. So you have a supernatural power from hearing through, seeing through, traveling through. Nothing can block, can be the obstacle on your way. See? So that's why when we know the powerful of all of the nutriment, you will see how can we use our food. But remember, when we talk about our food, it's not only to whatever we eat. A lot, but it's little energy. You see? Maybe you don't have much experience to see this one nowadays, but when you can recall the past, whenever you are in a very hassle condition, very terrible condition, like in the war, like you have to escape a terrible condition. For example, I usually thought, I don't know how many of you already been to a terrible war or the condition when we don't have any food to eat, don't have any ring to ring. For example, the Vietnamese people, the boat people, when they are on the sea, after a few days they have no more food to eat, no more water to drink. So how can they survive? The first source of energy be cut, right? So they can live by the second, the third, and the fourth level of energy. And the practitioner, the yogi, can do that too. You see, we can live without food, without drink for a few days, a few weeks. So how come? Remember, in the air, we have humidity, right? So our skin will absorb the humid, the moisture, and convert that into the water for our body. In the air, we have only 20% oxygen, but we have 80% of nitrogen, phosphor, sulfur. So all of that, it gets into our lung, and our body can convert that into the amino acid, because nitrogen is the atom. Combined with hydrogen become the amino acid. The mineral, the phosphate, the sulfur, all of that still in the air. And that yesterday we learned about our body capacity when it had to deal with the hazard situation. When our brain in stillness, it can take the minimum substance to convert into whatever substance our body needs. That's why a yogi, a person in that situation, can survive. But not only that, if that person don't have an eye to see, don't have an ear to listen to the sound, when we don't have any food to eat, we have eye to see the image, to see the blue sky, to see the green color. We can hear the birds singing the song. We can hear the sound of the wind, the waves in the ocean, and the insect. So all of that energy is higher level. You see, that's why we don't need to consume much, but it still can carry out the energy to supply for the body to survive. On the top of that is the belief, the ambition, a dream, what we call the optimism. If we lost our hope, we have no way to survive, right? We hope that someday we will reach to an Iceland. Someday we will have a boat, a ship to rescue. Someday we will reach to a source of water or the food. We live by our hope. That is much more powerful. But even though the same situation, whoever, after a few days when we lost our hope, boom, it cut this energy, even though the second level is still there. But this one, because it's higher level, so it's much more powerful. At that moment when that person lost of their hope, they die right away. And on the top of that, you see, not a lot, But many people, especially American veterans in the Vietnam War, when they are in the helicopter, in the flight, when they shoot, right? And 99% dead, and they have nothing to pray for that. But all of a sudden, they pray Amitabha, Jesus, Maria, Bodhisattva, Kuan Yin, they be rescued. That is the energy of the faith, of the spiritual life. Even though it's very tiny, very little, but in that moment, we don't have anything to think. So all of our energy, our mind, it's not scattering. It concentrates. And because it concentrates and it goes at the highest level, so the energy carry out, it's too powerful, and we get connection right away. We be safe. See? And we can apply that, the same token, in the daily life. When we are in college, sometimes we forget to eat, to drink, to study, right? Because we want to pass the examination. We want to pass a course, to graduate, exam, whatever. So we don't eat or drink or sleep much, but we hope that all of our study, all of our energy, all of our hope will supply the energy for our study, for our living. The same thing when we first met our love, our mate, the same thing. Sometimes, okay, we don't eat anything. Right? A few days, just need to see that person, to hear the voice through the phone. That's enough. Right? Because very important message. We are living in a relative world. We are just talking about a positive side. Now, think about the negative side, and that is why our society now be terrible. We just study the higher level, the more powerful, right? And we just study the positive effect. So the same token for the negative, because we are living in the relative world. The bigger the faith, the bigger the tell. The bigger, the better, or the higher the advantage, will higher the disadvantage. If you have a knife, if you let it do, when you cut it, it's not really good, right? It's not really fast. But if you make a mistake, unmindful, you get cut, it's nothing. It's not really much bleeding. On the other hand, if you sharp that knife, really sharp, you cut it really good, really fast, really nice. But if you make slightly mistake, you get deep cut, bleeding a lot. Right? Or for example, if you have an old car, it cannot drive fast. So in a situation, you need to get to the gas station or the airport real quick, it will become a disadvantage. But if you make a mistake, unmindful driving, you have an accident, it's not really terrible. On the other hand, if you have a very powerful car, really strong, ride really fast, it's very good for you to ride to the airport or to the hospital in an emergency situation. But on the other hand, if you make a slightly mistake, the accident will be terrible. So the same thing happened in here. If we have a toxin in our food, yes, it's no good compared to the good, the clean food. But the problem, because when we eat that food, we have the second layer too. Because the people, from the time they put down the seed or the young plant, the young bud, they already use the technology with the greedy, with wanting more and more. And from that first time, the farmer, the distributor, and the businessman in the shopping center, all of them will have more, everyone want to have more benefit. They try to do everything to make more money. Depend on the ethic. Depend on the education level. Someone may do less, someone may do more. As you see in China now, all of the Chinese product, it have a toxin, terrible. They don't care for the people. So, the material we eliminate out of our body, the next day, maximum 48 or 72 hours, when we get constipation, we have to use medication or you go to the hospital for the relief, right? But what remains in our body are the greedy, worrying, fear, despair. When we eat the meat from the animal, the way they dry the animal, so terrible. The chicken, the cow, they're so mad. Every day they live in the condition, so terrible. So the worryness, the struggle, all of that energy be secreted in their muscle, in the flesh. And then we eat all of that. See? So again, the material we get rid of out of our body. But the remaining is the energy. That's why we get upset, we get angry, we get fear, we get worry, all kind of that. Not only that. Whoever already upset took the 5 mindfulness training. You see why we had the 5th mindfulness training. We think it's not important, but actually that is very important. In the old time, 2600 years ago, when the Buddha first gave out that teaching, have a 5 mindfulness training, very simple. Not killing, not stealing, not conduct sexual behavior, not lying, and not drinking alcohol. In the old time, only alcohol is a dangerous substance. But the Buddha considered the first 4 mindfulness training is the absolute, the very important to abstain. But the 5th one, just for the prevention only, because it's nothing. But if we not take in consideration, and if we underestimate a person, just be wrong, he can commit all four different crimes. You see, that's why even though it's just a preventative precept, but it's very, very important. Nowadays, we have 100 times more powerful, or 1,000 times more powerful than alcohol. We have all kinds of drug abuse. We have a magazine. We have a television. We have film. We have internet. So all of that belong to the second level. You see? So that it becomes very terrible. Even though your child not eating this one, but just a little bit contamination of this one will destroy their life because the energy is too powerful. And this one, again, we just talk about the benefit, the advantage, the positive. Now think about the negative. How many people commit suicide every year now in the world? More and more young and adult and elderly. Because why? The belief, the same person 30 years ago, still only 3 letters, I love you. We can sacrifice everything, sacrifice our family, our friend, to go with that person. But the same 3 letters, 3 words, I hate you. But they keep that is real, and they lost their hope. How many people commit suicide? Or when they want to plan to do something to pass an exam, to have a career, or to do anything, when they not push the energy, or they don't have a correct thinking, when they don't get that one, they thought, okay, no more hope, right? And cut their life. So, and the same token for the top level, you see how many people be killed by how many people be killed by the religious fight. Do you know that add up the First and the Second World War and all of the civilization war, all of the natural disaster, the total number of deaths still less than the number be killed in all of the religious war. So if we had a wrong belief, it would be terrible for the humanity. Not only in this lifetime, and it repeat and repeat in many lifetimes, because this one can bring you to the next life. So that's why in the Dhammapada, the Buddha taught, if we be punished down to the hell, if we suffering of hungry, of despair, of sickness, if we be reborn in the border of terrible living condition, but if we have a right Dharma, we see the we have opportunity to meet the right teaching, we still had a hope to getting out, to have a happy life, to liberate. But if we go the wrong direction, we had the wrong belief, that will be terrible, because we will go, the longer we go, the deeper we go, we in the darkness, and the terrible we create, we commit the crime. So that's why the four level of energy, the four kind of nutriment, will be the very important method, the application for us to apply. If we have an opportunity, we will go deeper and deeper, many different layers. Just for example, another, when we maintain the diet harmony and moderately, we may, at this lifestyle, we are an educated and good person, right? And in the next lifestyle, we may come back as a human being. But if you see some people, they eat anytime, anything. They don't care about other people around. They don't respect people. They can eat whatever they want. They eat anytime they want. So, what do you think? That person, even though he is a human being, but his behavior is no different with an animal. Because animal can eat anything, anytime, anywhere, eat one. You see? So doesn't matter, even though in this lifestyle, that person have a human being fake body, but the attitude, the mind, already living in the animal state. So the cause and effect, it go hand in hand. This lifestyle, he have the body and the face of a human being, but his behavior and his mental formation already in the state of animal. So definitely, okay, next lifestyle he will go in that direction. And for some other people, eating that not enough because it's greedy. They want more than what they can have. Not only eat anytime, anywhere, they want to collect more to save for his own or to save for the future. That means he want to take more than the present condition his body can accept. So that is nothing different than a hungry wolf. And at the bottom line, if many and many people have that attitude, have that mental formation, that means everyone wants to collect everything belong to himself or herself. So they will have to find out a way to fight each other. They have to find out the way to harm the other party so they can have more, right? They have to have the plan to ruin or to destroy or to harm the other party. So in that situation, even though they are the human being, but their behavior, their mental formation is no different, like they are living in hell. You see? On the opposite direction, if we eat less, what do you think? We will have the feeling of our physical body lighter, right? And our mentally will lighter, more awake, more alert. If we eat more, our body will feel heavier, we will sleep more. The more we eat, the more we sleep, the more our mind become duller, blunter, right? If we eat less, automatically we will sleep less. We eat less, we sleep less, our body will lighter, our mind will brighter, more aware, more alert. So it will go up in this direction. So, and then you see the deva. The deva, okay, they don't eat by this way. Many beings, they live by the smell. They live by the music. And many, many people or many beings, they live by the energy of meditation. So that's why the less material we consume, the more immaterial life or the spiritual, the mental life will be developed for this lifestyle and for next lifestyle. And not only the food, we can apply this into any other category. For example, if we are working right now 8 hours per day, 38 to 40 hours per week, enough to make to meet on the requirement for our home, right? For food, for insurance, for everything. But if we see the advertisement, they come out the new car, a new house, the new model. Now we try to work 4 more hours to buy a new car. It may acceptable if we still not too old, our health condition still good, and that car is not really expensive. After a few years working extra 4 hours a day, we can afford a new car. So that is okay, right? If we try to doing that, working 4 hours not enough, we have to work 6 hours to get enough money to buy a car after 5 or 10 years. In that situation, we now working like an animal, an ox or a horse, right? To satisfy our wish, but and then it's not really compensate for that. You see, even though we can doing that, we can have a new car after a few years with extra working hour. But still have the other case because of illusion, because of the greediness. People try to have a 2 jobs. They work all day long. They don't have a time to spend with their family member. They don't have a time to share a meal. They don't have a time to share their love. They work 10 hours, 11, 12 hours, 14, 15 hours. But after 5, 6, 7 years, they still don't have enough money to buy a new car or a new house, because their salary is not high enough. This is he wastes up his time because of his illusion. So in that situation, exactly the same like he are living in the hungry world state, because he want more than his capacity, his ability to perform that. You see? So that's why we can apply it into many different situations. Another aspect, yesterday I said, if we know and we master this one, when we do exercise like this morning, when we do Qigong, we can apply this one too. If when we exercise, you just concentrate on the posture only, on the physical level, that means you can have only this one. The benefit come out from that one, maybe the muscle be moved, be slide, some obstacles, some substance, some toxin be eliminated. The tendon may be more flexible. The joint may be more, the range of movement. But that's it. It's nothing more. But if we combine the physical posture with our breath in and out harmonically, that means we combine the second level exactly like Qigong, because the air, the movement of the air when we breathe in and breathe out, it will go with the movement. And wherever the air go, the blood will go and the energy will go too. You see? If we not combine the second level to the first level, the muscle may move, the tendon may stretch, but the energy not coming down there. So we still had optical obstruction, we still had a cold hand and feet, we still had a weakness, the numbness. If we know how to combine three levels together, that means the mind consciousness to the breathing and with the posture. So wherever the mind go, the air and the energy will go. Wherever the air and the energy go, the blood will follow that. You see? That's why in Qigong, when people practice and they master that, a very young skinny lady, her hand normally can be very flexible, very skinny, easy to bend. But when her mind convert that into a solid view, no one can bend her hand, just with her mind energy and with the air energy, her hand now become like a steel, a metal stick. No one can bend, no one can touch. Can do anything harm to that arm. You see, or you see people, the yogi people, when they practice well enough, they can play flat and a tang, a few ton can ride over, do no harm to him. See, so many applications we can apply this principle in. We will continue this afternoon. Thank you very much. Okay.